Good morning, Father. Oh, Lord, you are our sovereign King. You see everything that is happening, all the big events, how bad this pandemic is across the world, how bad it is here in America, in each and every state. You see all the details. You see each and every person who's infected, who we know is infected and is under quarantine, and who we don't know is infected. And Lord, you have your sovereign hand over all of us. And so, Lord, we just want to take a moment to recognize and to rest in the fact that you're in control of everything that's happening. Lord, this last week, I know I personally have been just going through the ups and downs, just the whirlwind of day-to-day changes. But Lord, you are a God who never changes. And you see all these things as they take place, and you're not surprised. So thank you for being sovereign and being in control. And Lord, the fact that for those of us who love you, that you're working out all these things for our good. And that one day, whether we are in a season of joy or in a season of sorrow or somewhere in between, Lord, that one day we will get to rest in your presence eternally. Having our hearts filled with your grace and your peace. And Lord, now as we come via technology, we praise you for the technology you've given us to meet together. Lord, now as we come, we ask you to open our hearts, open our minds to the work that you want to do. You still have a word to speak to each of us through the music, through prayer, through Pastor's message, Lord, that you've put on his heart in each of these ways. You want to change us. You want to mold us and make us new, make us more like your son, Jesus. And so open us to receive that life-changing work in us today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Stop the Lord Almighty. Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Us up on wings. your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only.
Sing, you give life.
Give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you,
everyone. As we continue our worship with our giving, during this time, of course, we're not here in the building, so our online giving is the way the Lord has made it possible for us to continue our giving. You can go to the website, ccplove.com, under give, or you can text to give to this number, The number is 833-976-1333. And the message is CCPL. And that's the text to give. I said that correctly, right? Number 833-976-1333. And text your message, CCPL. Father, we come before you just with grateful hearts that in spite of everything, you chose the right time to allow this to happen, that your church is still connected. And though the whole world may be shaken, we stand firm and we stand fast. And we want to be lights in this world. And as we continue this time of our service with our giving and our offerings to further your kingdom so that even in the midst of what the world considers darkness, your light is still able to shine forth. So we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's continue our time of worship with one more song. We'll sing Amazing Grace by Chains of God. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine. Will be Amen.